This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
What happened to Matt Drudge? Did Drudge sell DrudgeReport.com? Or did he sell out his principles? That's a question that's been raging in conservative circles for months and was highlighted back in July by Tucker Carlson.
If you've seen the Drudge Report recently, you know that it has changed dramatically, 180 degrees. Matt Drudge is now firmly a man of the progressive left. At times, his site is indistinguishable from the Daily Beast or any other woke propaganda outlet posing as a news company. But the question remains, what happened to Matt Drudge?
Now, you think that with the tumultuous news cycle we've seen over the past few months, and the fact that this is presidential election season, Drudge's site traffic would be through the roof. No, it's actually cratered. In August 2019, Drudge was pulling in over 100 million readers. In August 2020, despite the news cycle being far more intense, he pulled in just 63 million readers. That's a 40% decline in the space of just 12 months. On one day last week, Drudge did 25 million views, when the website used to routinely top 35 to 40 million a day. As the True Pundit website notes, Drudge, even if he is still running the site himself at this point, remains uninterested in slowing the bleeding, and the site isn't just bleeding out, it's hemorrhaging. What's responsible for this catastrophic collapse in traffic? Well, the Drudge Report just isn't the Drudge Report anymore. And for that reason, he's lost a huge chunk of his loyal core audience, Trump supporters. After the execution of a Trump supporter in Portland by an Antifa extremist, Drudge chose to title the story with the headline, "Protesters, Trump Supporters Clash in Portland." Joseph Curl, who used to run the Drudge Report with Drudge, responded on Twitter, quote, "Drudge just wants more turmoil. Doesn't give a shit about America. Make bank, dude, but have some effing principles. You once did." Many cited Drudge's prioritizing of the bottom line as an explanation for his support for Barack Obama in the 2008 presidential election. And despite what happened to the country in the aftermath of Obama's election, Drudge's traffic and ad revenue continued to explode. So if Drudge is only concerned about clicks and ad revenue, why is he presiding over an editorial stance that's responsible for a catastrophic collapse in clicks and ad revenue? I personally met Drudge years ago for dinner. He was very courteous and humble, but obviously fortified by his success and the courage of his convictions. Drudge is famously obsessed with privacy, and on the night he paid for everything in cash. So you'd think he'd be the one guy who would be up in arms about how coronavirus is being exploited by governments across the world to build a technocratic surveillance grid modeled on China's onerous social credit score. Track and trace, drone surveillance, medical martial law. That kind of statist hellscape would have enraged the famously libertarian Drudge that we knew and loved from a few years ago. And yet, in many ways, his website has become more hysterical and alarmist about COVID-19 than even the likes of CNN and MSNBC. Coronavirus lockdown laws are also the most blatant affront to libertarian principles in the modern era. So why would arch-libertarian Drudge vehemently support them? The Drudge Report is also now basically a megaphone for Trump's biggest critics. Every time a new anti-Trump grifter is about to publish a book, Drudge turns over half of his front page to them. Why? What happened? The question remains, is Drudge even running his own website anymore? Or did he sell it? Not according to a National Pulse interview with an individual called Kane, founder of competitor website Citizen Free.
Okay, so let's talk about what's going on here. You know, Matt Drudge really helped get Trump elected. And I don't know what happened between Matt Drudge and Trump. And, you know, Drudge really helped InfoWars. And I like Matt Drudge. I've had dinner with him, just like Paul has. But I got a call from a former White House chief advisor to let me know 2 years ago that Drudge has been bought by CNN and that Drudge is going to come out against Trump. And I sent Drudge an email and I said, "Is this true?" No response back. But, I mean, it does look like Brian Stelter runs it. And look, what did Trump do to piss Drudge off like this? I don't know. I mean, it's hard to get mad at Drudge when he really was instrumental in getting Trump elected and then, like, doing this. It's just crazy to me. Has Drudge been kidnapped? Is Drudge, like Jimmy Hoffa, fed to the fishes? Has he cement shoes? Has he been walled up in concrete in a Hoover Dam? We don't know. We need to hear from Matt Drudge. Matt Drudge needs to speak out and be seen. Is Matt Drudge even alive? We need proof of life of Matt Drudge. Matt Drudge may be dead. I'm serious. This is going to come down to fight over how many people are awake and how many aren't. They're going to contest the election. They're going to say Trump lost. They're super pissed that I'm on air.
I want them shut down. I want them silenced. I want them muted. I think they are horrible for our society.
You kept us on air. We did the analysis first. It's now gone mainstream. We continue to be the epicenter. And what they've said directly to us is you continue to be the epicenter of our plans not going the way we want. And you need to stop right now. And they're very, very serious. Well, I'm not signing on with a bunch of devil-worshiping child bosses. It's not going to happen. So they are moving now to destroy me. I used to say support InfoWars, rescue InfoWars, save yourself, save the world. We're in this together. Because let me tell you something. Communism's up here. InfoWars is the dam blocking it, which is all of us together supporting. And you and I are all down here with our families. My children are right here. But I need money to fight a war. And I need word of mouth. And I need prayer. And I need action. Because that dam's going to come down. Trump's told you, hell's coming.
Whether that's at all likely seems like
right in front of our very eyes, we are seeing the globalist deep state at work. Black Lives Matter and Antifa. What a terrible, terrible blight upon all people. Antifa, which they claim means anti-fascist, is absurd, ludicrous, and totally opposite of what they claim to be. They are not anti-fascist. They are fascist. Black Lives Matter, it's a ruse, R-U-S-E. If Black Lives Matter, then why don't we do something about what is happening, blacks on black, killing blacks, in places like Chicago, Detroit, Baltimore, Washington, D.C. It's an endless list that won't be missed. So the bottom line here is that it's about divide, confusion, chaos, and conquer. What we're watching here is insanity. And particularly the deep state Democrats and their seditious, despicable, lying media are fanning the flames. I urge all of my brothers and sisters, don't go for the ghosts. Okay, don't be duped, hoodwinked, bamboozled. Okay, understand that we are in this struggle as patriots, as U.S. citizens, together. What we have on our side is we have each other. Each other. And that's extremely powerful. And that's something that the media, the deep state Democrats, and the Rhino Republicans, for that matter, they don't want you to know that. They want you to think that you're alone, you're by yourself. You're not alone. You're not by yourself. And there are a lot of people, millions, millions, who are thinking just like you. This is our republic. This is all about fun and games and hurting people and destroying, not building, not serving the people, body and soul, but the exact opposite. So I plead with, implore with, to all my brothers and sisters of all colors, get a grip on reality. Stop this madness. Stop this insanity. And those who won't stop it need to be stopped.
We are drugged out. We are following other people's opinions. We are controlled by the media. Today it all changes. This reality has been forced upon us. It is a choice, just like when I said slavery is a choice. Einstein says the definite of insanity is doing the same thing, expecting a different result. So we keep on saying, I hate you, fuck you, fuck you, fuck you. How are we going to get a different result out of hate? Why don't we just try love? Why don't we just try love? We have the resources for a peaceful world. You know, sometimes you need some crazy motherfuckers to change something. Steve Jobs is crazy. Now we all on Steve Jobs' phones. They say Trump's crazy. They say I'm crazy. But I'm here to show love. It's a bigger plan, and I'm just doing what the universe told me.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Well, we got a real badass with us for the next 50 minutes. He's Gary Franchi, who I've known for about 17 years. the show being around Chicago. We had a huge event with over 1,000 attendees exposing 9/11 to the inside job. I'm not saying radical Islam doesn't exist, but exposing the globalists working with it. And he's got his amazing Next News network for many years, reaches millions of people a day. And he is not a coward. He is a patriot. He's a father. And he's a husband. And he is an amazing person. And so we're very, very honored to have Gary Franchi, at Gary Franchi on Twitter, the Next News Network, with us, filmmaker, broadcaster, you name it. God bless you, brother. Good to have you here with us. Thanks for taking the time out.
Alex, it's always a pleasure to join you on the InfoWars channel and continue the fight that we have to restore this country.
You know, I got a lot of questions, a lot of topical stuff, and a lot of crazy clips to play. But let me just ask, and you've got your big Blagojevich information, all the rest of it, but what drew you to the truth? And thinking back all those years ago we met, seeing things now, isn't it kind of Twilight Zone? Just what is your view about where the world is today?
Well, it all started for me. My foundation is in Christ. My foundation is in the Bible and God. So everything I do, I believe, is measured through the steps that He has determined for me, and He's protected me through this walk. So having a firm understanding of the Bible and the principles of Jesus, as well as the prophecies that were written, that gave me the foundation I needed to look forward and try. You know, the Lord asked us; He commanded us to watch and to look and to know the signs of the seasons of His return. So that led me to seek out what those signs are. And when you start to look into the biblical elements of things and the talk of the Bible of the globalization and the that led me into the New World Order. What exactly is that? How did that begin? And you start to get into all these groups like the Bilderberg Group, the Club of Rome, and you start to dive really deep into all these organizations, and you learn that what we are seeing on television, the politicians that are casting votes and writing legislation, they're not doing it for the benefit of the American people. They're doing it for the benefit of the globalists. And that's why President Trump is such a threat, because he's bringing back American exceptionalism. He's bringing back the America First policy, and he's taking that power back from Satan, from the globalists. And that's why they're stopping at nothing to try to remove him from office. And when I look across the landscape now, I've never seen anything like what we're witnessing now, Alex. You know, you and I have been investigating, have been reporting, have been producing documentary films. You know, my film Camp FEMA. I mean, they are literally creating FEMA camps now in Ohio for COVID. Okay, this is actually happening.
Houston is going to go door to door and demand blood samples from people now.
Yeah, I mean, it's these are all the things that you and I and many others have talked about for many years, and it's all coming to a point. And I believe it's because the globalists are so threatened because their agenda has been completely thrown off that they have to accelerate everything, and they're using every excuse in the book to try to remove President Trump from office, whether it's the Russia collusion hoax, whether it's Ukrainian interference or you know, whatever excuse they want to use.
I totally agree with you. And you get back to this, you've been a Christian, I've been a Christian, but it gets stronger. People now get it's a good versus evil thing. And I was really close to God when Trump was first coming around 5 years ago, way more dialed in by then. And it was like a demand. You're going to support this guy. And then Christians feel that. Doesn't mean he's perfect. The Spirit tells us to support Trump. And you can really see that now. And the enemy knows it.
Yeah, we are in a spiritual war. That is absolutely true. It's good versus evil. It's not left versus right. Sometimes these different forces manifest in those areas. But the reality is,
what was your spiritual issue for Trump, and what did you feel? Because you weren't some naive guy that just backs politicians like me. But Trump was very strong. It's like this: you need to back this.
Well, for me, it took a little bit of coaxing initially because, you know, I was in the Ron Paul camp for many, many years. I ran a super PAC supporting the congressman in his 2012 bid. So looking at the landscape in 2016, you know, my natural inclination was to move towards Rand Paul. And when I started to see that he wasn't getting the traction, I wasn't genuinely connected with Rand, but it was sort of like, okay, Ron, Rand. Well, then what happens next is I start to see the policies and the positions that Donald Trump was presenting. And I said, he's going to rewrite the trade deals. He's going to bring jobs back to America. He's going to do all these things. And these, and I mean, even talking about tariffs, I'm like, this is great stuff. And I jumped on board with him, especially because he was a businessman.
And well, that was my next point, is how vindicating is all these peace deals now and pulling the troops out, totally pissing off the military-industrial complex.
Yeah, the peace deals are an interesting facet that have just started, and I'm starting to understand them. It's happening so fast. The election cycle moves so fast. The news cycle moves so fast. But, you know, taking it back to the prophecy aspect, you know, there's a peace treaty that's supposed to be signed with Israel, and I find that to be kind of interesting. I'm not saying that Donald Trump is the Antichrist by any means, but I do believe that we have to make sure we watch the signs, and this could be the very – these could be the steps, the next steps – towards something like that, an Antichrist type figure, which is supposed to arise out of Europe, and then, you know, maybe he will be the one to confirm the covenant.
No,
maybe
no, you're right. Trump, this is definitely the biblical stuff. Gary Franchi, stay there. We know the Satanists are scared of Trump.
With a Mectech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, Mectech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that Mectech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
The battle of late stage or terminal illness is a fight that affects everything and everyone in your life. If you or a loved one are dealing with advanced stage conditions that are causing financial hardship, like stage 3 or stage 4 cancer, Alzheimer's, COPD, or ALS, then this message is for you. Our Funds for Living program make it a simple 3-step process. Text the word LIVE to 411-411 or visit fifthseasonfinancial.com/radio and we'll send you a link to get started. Choose the amount of money you need. Apply in seconds. That's it. And you're under no obligation. Fifth Season will advance a portion of your life insurance policy and take over your premium payments so you can provide immediate financial relief to the ones you love, all without any out-of-pocket expenses. Fifth Season Financial wants to help you live your best life. Text LIVE to 411-411. Text the word LIVE to 411-411.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendovite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendovite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. That's Shop, S-H-O-P, Super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is ShopSuperTea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's ShopSuperTea.com at 818-984-6100.
Gary Franchi at Gary Franchi on Twitter and the Next News Network on YouTube with a million subscribers and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of billions of views in the aggregate. Gary, you are landing out today. We got so many temporal things to talk about, things that are unfolding, you know, here on this planet. But what do you make of the founder of Black Lives Matter saying, "I'm not just a Marxist, I'm an occultist, and I want murder," she said. "I want death to empower our ritual." They're talking about police and the execution of police all over the country. Where do you think this is all going?
Well, I recently did a report where there was a series of Black Lives Matter rioters marching through the streets screaming, "F your Jesus." You know, they're revealing their true intentions every single day. And this takes us back to what we were talking about in the previous segment, the good versus evil. This is a spiritual war that we're fighting. And they are using the most evil tactics to execute their end game, and that is the destabilization of this country. It's a Marxist revolution that's occurring in this nation right now, and we have to treat it as such. President Trump, Attorney General Barr, they need to sweep in. They need to get these individuals, and they need to be held to account. They need to be charged with treason or sedition. You know, tomorrow there's an event at the White House. The siege of the White House is being conducted by a Canadian group. So we have some very serious issues that are happening in this country that need to be addressed with extreme force. Otherwise,
well, exactly.
We're going
you and
to
I
lose
are both against a police state. And that means a globalist,
right,
communist police state trying to overthrow our due process. So they spin and go, "Oh, Roger Stone came on the show and said," no, they're the ones saying they want martial law. They're the ones that saying they want to burn America. We're not the ones starting it. We're the ones trying to put the fire out. So when they start the police state fascist fire, we're the ones putting it out.
Yeah, you make a really good point, because this is something that I've struggled with for some time. Like, why would I be advocating for the use of extreme law enforcement measures to go and take out these agitators, these rioters, these people who are trying to overthrow this country? Because you and I have been against the police state and against the militarization of our police, but now we have an insurrection in this nation that is threatening the foundation of our country. And we need to use the tools in the toolbox to take these people out.
Let's quantify
and hold them accountable.
The left wanted control of law enforcement, the military. They were, "We're going to go after constitutionalists. We're going to arrest everybody." We had to say that's wrong. Police heard us, got educated, and now the UN knows they're the number one enemy. So we won the fight getting the military and police to be awake, and now the globalists are making them the number one enemy because they stand between us and these communists.
That's true. I mean, you have the military. I remember years ago that there was talk about the military who would side with the Constitution, who would stand with the American people, and now they're doing so. But that's why they're under threat. That's why they're marching in the street. They're literally ambushing and assassinating police in the street. So there's a massive awakening taking place in law enforcement. They are embracing the Constitution. Some aren't even following through with some of the laws that have to be executed. But you know what? We're going to continue to support them.
I was about to say, Gary, you're a smart guy. What does this awakening mean? Because you're right. The military and police were already great people. They're really awake now. That's why the commies are throwing a fit right now. I believe these are death throes we're seeing.
This is like I mentioned in the last segment, the globalists are so terrified. They are so terrified that their agenda is unraveling. See, for so many administrations, you have, even starting with Reagan, okay, everyone likes to hold up Reagan, but he actually initiated some of those early trade deals that brought us into NAFTA. Okay, so you have to look at the big picture. This goes back many, many, many administrations that the globalists have been working to sell out this country. President Trump steps in and undoes everything that they have been working towards. So they are so, they are so freaked out by this that I'm afraid that once the election comes through and President Trump wins, I mean, I believe it's going to be a landslide, but they're going to have election, massive election fraud.
Oh, that was my next question. What do you think they're going to do when they lose? Because all the numbers show that. They're going to throw a giant fit. They got the Soros group. What's it called? Election Transition Group run by Soros. It's going to challenge it.
Yeah, I think what we're going to see when President Trump wins is going to be tenfold what we're seeing now on the streets of America. You're going to see gasoline poured on the fire of BLM and Antifa. They're going to work to destabilize this country even more. Kamala Harris even said, oh, we're going to keep doing this even after the election. You know, and they're encouraging. They are literally encouraging people to go out in the street and to attack politicians, attack police. And we're the Democrats. They're saying nothing. They're not disavowing it. They won't even say BLM or Antifa by name. So that makes them complicit in this, and I think that they should be held to account. I mean, when you have Pelosi, when you have Nancy Pelosi, Alex, saying that we have domestic enemies in the White House at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, there's got to be something done about that. And Nancy Pelosi, I mean, she is a seditious character holding her own office.
I agree with you. What comes out of this when Trump wins, though? I mean, the Democrats are a destroyed party. They're not an American party. They think the country shouldn't even exist. We need a two-party system. What happens to the Democrats?
Oh, I think they'll regroup. I think that they might even go harder left. I mean, they're already Marxists, and then maybe they'll just officially make that happen. You have Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. You have Ilhan Omar. You have these radical factions within the Democrat Party that will only continue to grow and completely co-opted. If you recall, remember, Alex, Tea Party? Okay, you had the establishment Republicans back then. And all of a sudden you had the Ron Paul Revolution, and then you had the Tea Party movement, and then the Tea Party movement became this the Liberty Caucus, and we saw this the manifestation of that patriot movement going into the Republican Party. What you're seeing on the other side now is the exact same thing. You have the extreme Marxist left communists, and they are moving themselves slowly into Congress, and they are going to continue to co-opt the Democrat Party, much like we have with the Liberty Movement, the Constitutionalists, who are on the right side of history, who are taking over.
Gary Francis, you just said that beautifully. The Republican Party was corrupt, globalist, out of control. We, the populace, over a long 10-plus years, took it over, got Trump in. We're winning now. I mean, it's the party of Trump, party of Americana. It's not right-wing or left-wing. It's populist, free market, common sense, very pragmatic. Democrats aren't being reformed by a populist movement. That would only make them viable. They're coming a pure communist movement. I mean, and so now it's going to be the patriots versus the communists.
And, you know, it's almost like Civil War level stuff we're talking about here. I mean, we're seeing, I mean, you have open warfare on the streets of America right now. You have groups going after Antifa fighting in the streets. I mean, you remember some of that footage of Portland when you had the Proud Boys fighting? I mean, I've never seen anything like this before. I mean, I remember when Bush was in office, and I find it interesting that it's always when a Republican is in office that you have all these marches in the streets. Okay, that was commonplace. You had the MoveOn.orgs and those types of groups marching in the streets. But they didn't turn into what we're seeing now with open destruction, open
Gary
rioting.
Gary Franchi of Burning Next News Network, stay there. That's my question. You're a smart guy. What comes next? If Trump wins, Democrats win, what comes next? We'll also look at Kamala Harris coming out and saying it's a Harris administration, and Biden agrees, and Trump says, wow, that's just crazy. We'll talk about the election and more with Gary Franchi on this live September 16th, Wednesday transmission. Visit his site, Next News Network on YouTube, and Gary Franchi on Twitter. You've always had a pledge from me, and it's that I'll come to you with the truth, at least as good as my human temporal truth can get, because as the Bible says, we all see through a rose-colored, darkly, kind of a foggy lens that distorts what we actually can perceive, so that everything we do is actually a fallen sin. Everything we do is actually a twisted distortion of God's will. So when I tell you I'm telling you the truth, it's the best truth this fallen creature's got. But I'll tell you, it's all I got. And when I tell you that this country and the world is under major satanic threat, you don't need me to tell you that. You can look out the window. You can look into your own family. You can turn on the news. You can see it. But you've got this commitment. I do recognize the truth of God, and so do you. We're going to win this fight, but it's going to be hard. And I want to keep InfoWars in the main position to fight, and it only happens when you support, which you've been doing. So, again, I thank you. But go to InfoWarsStore.com, buy the product, spread the word, because that's how we're going to win. Again, I thank you all.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Lockdowns may have permanently scarred labor market. They've got a big Bloomberg article. 60% of businesses that shut down are permanently closed. We've got breaking Facebook censors Tucker Carlson interview with Chinese scientist who worked at the UN monitoring system that they knew was man-made. I don't just believe her. All these big universities scanned the virus, said it was man-made. This is incredible. And you see big tech battling to cover up where COVID-19 came from, defending communist China. Why do you think that's happening?
Well, First of all, the virus has been used as an excuse for amplifying the police state in this country by destroy the businesses in this country. See, okay, there's a lot to unpack here because this has been going on since, of course, you know, the first of the year when we started to see people falling in the streets in China. It was a terrifying New Year. I remember watching some of the clips on my phone as we're trying to ring in the New Year. And then all of a sudden, it starts to spread. How did this happen? How did we get here? Well, first of all, President Trump, his greatest accomplishments has been reviving and restoring the American economy, bringing that economy back online after people were afraid to open businesses because of Obamacare, afraid to expand under Obama.
And then he had to do it a second time with COVID.
Yeah, exactly. So now, in order for the globalists and the Democrats and the leftists and the communists to destroy President Trump, they need to take his most prized possession, and that is the economy that he prides himself on building. So how do they do that? Well, they couldn't unseat President Trump through all the different excuses. So by destroying the economy, by allowing a virus to come into this country, and then by amplifying it, amplifying the fear, amplifying the completely incorrect statistics, by amplifying all that, they were able to push it down to the state level. Trump was smart in doing this. He says, "Oh, let the states decide. Let the states decide." That's what our Constitution provides for. So by putting it back on the states, as you see, the Democrat states are all still locked down. I mean, businesses can hardly even function, and they're even rolling back some of these lockdowns and taking it back, even though the numbers, when the CDC revises the numbers, Alex, and says, oh, by the way, it was actually only 6% of people who officially died.
Absolutely. It's their power grab. So let me ask you this, Gary Francie. Right. What are they going to do as it becomes clear it's nothing but a power grab? And is everyone, I mean, Ben Shapiro, Joe Rogan, everyone I know in California is leaving for Texas or Tennessee or other areas. I mean, so the left only has power over itself, but they're cutting their nose off despite their face.
Well, I think that you're going to see the mass exodus of all these people. In my state of Illinois, people are leaving in droves, and they're actually leaving the state before we had all these lockdowns. I think it's going to have a negative impact on the actual states themselves. Governor Pritzker, the Governor Newsom of California. I think the people who do decide to stay are going to push back because they realize what's happening. They realize they're being lied to. And I think that these people will be voted out of office eventually. Because of their policies. Because
of their business. But if you ask why Democrats are so arrogant and don't care, I mean, you look at Newsom, like, blaming him on climate change when they've caught all these arsonists. He looks like he just won the lottery. He looks so happy. Since when do you go to a burning down town and, like, smile like you just had a newborn child? I mean, it's bizarre behavior.
Yeah, no, I'm looking at the video you have on screen. It's bizarre. He looks like the Joker, you know, from that movie. But
no, I agree, because if I showed up at a funeral and acted like that, I'd probably get my ass kicked. I mean, but they all do it. They act like the most, it's all inappropriate. It's like Bill Gates, they're like, reads their cards, like, the economy will never come back, millions will starve to death, civilization will collapse, and Gates starts smiling and getting excited. Like, what the hell is wrong with these people?
Yeah, I remember when he said, oh, yeah, by the way, there's going to be some side effects and, you know, people are going to die, but, you know, we still got to push forward with this.
And he goes, trust me, but don't trust the CDC.
Exactly. And now you have the CDC and the World Health Organization working hand in hand with Big Tech to silence any second opinion. Now, Alex, if you get sick, if you get cancer, what's the first thing you do?
Second opinion.
You go and get a second opinion, right? So America needs a second opinion, and what we're trying to do is provide that by interviewing different doctors. For example,
you're right. We're seeing the outlawing of consumer comments and second opinions.
I interviewed Dr. Rashid Buttar. I interviewed Dr. Shiva Ayodhara. These individuals came out very early on, and they declared that we had a man-made virus that was in China that they are now censoring. Okay, we had a video completely removed from YouTube, 7 million views it got. And then we started interviewing other people. And then, like dominoes, the video started being removed from YouTube. because it went against the World Health Organization. Okay, so what happens when we have President Trump? He comes out and he makes a statement. He is the commander-in-chief of this nation. Okay, he's over the CDC, but yet you have the big tech organizations who are siding with a globalist organization like the World Health Organization. And that's terrifying.
Now, you're right. I have harped on that. Like, just yesterday they came out and they said, we're not going to allow this group of scientists, we're not going to allow them to say anything. We're not going to allow even the CDC. They're even censoring the CDC when they come out and say things. The Hoover Institute, Stanford University came out, did an interview saying they way overblew the numbers and that you only need zinc and things. And the UN ordered it banned on YouTube. I mean, we're under UN control right now.
It's Orwellian. These are the things that we have warned about for so many years, and we're seeing it unfold right before our very eyes. Things just disappearing down that memory hole that you've always talked about. Like, for example, Tucker Carlson. You mentioned that Facebook is now censoring this interview that he did with the Chinese whistleblower. That whistleblower only confirmed exactly what the guests that I've had on my program have stated about the man-made origins of the virus.
And she's on record working at the WHO Hong Kong Main Global Viral Scanning Center. I mean, she was there. She's a huge whistleblower.
But you can't let her reveal these truths because it will go against the narrative that they're trying to push, which is to destabilize the country using COVID and to lock down individuals, to get them acclimated to wearing masks, to get them acclimated to bowing down to the authority of these health organizations so that they can destroy the economy even further. And the end game is so that these individuals, so these families are under such a level of duress that they can't their kids aren't going to school. They can't go to work. So what happens next? Now you have families that are under such a level of duress, they turn on the news and they're saying, it's Trump's fault. It's Trump's fault. So they're using all of this to go ahead and destabilize the country, to remove President Trump. Thankfully, you are out there. We have other people like myself continually battling and pushing back against these narratives and waking up the American people every single day.
And that's
my
message.
We have to keep this fight up.
That's my message, is that it's a close battle. And so, Gary, I'm going to call you out as an amazing patriot, because I know for a fact you could have greased the skids, gone along with the system. You'd be right up there where a lot of other big giant podcasters are. You're still very successful, but I know you're not afraid to talk about the real topics. So you're the archetype. It's not about kissing your ass. It's about recognizing it, folks. This is the future right here. All of us together, knowing we're telling the truth, not caring what's going to happen, doing the right thing, believing in God, believing in justice, and telling the truth. Because I know you've gone through a lot of censorship and a lot of attacks for telling the truth. And I know for years, like, well, that's who I am. I get it, Gary. That's who I am. That's who our listeners are. But we need to, at the same time, recognize that we're not all these globalist traitors. And you up here just unfiltered telling the truth is a beautiful thing. We're going to break in 30 seconds, but how do people find your daily amazing show with your host and your guest? It's amazing.
Just hit YouTube. YouTube.com/Next News Network is the best way. If you try to search me on YouTube, you may have a difficulty finding me because of the algorithm and how they shift it all the time. So just go right to the channel directly, YouTube.com/Next News Network. Follow me on Twitter as well, at Next News Network or at Gary Franchi.
Well, I know for over 15 years you've been pounding out every day. That's the real sign of resistance, folks, is the dedication, the long march. And we just love Gary Franchi. Final segment with him straight ahead.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the coming chaos after the November elections, this will be an extremely important message. Here's why. No matter what the outcome in November, catastrophic social upheaval is a very real possibility. Here's why this is important. Listen, we all know that silver and gold have been historic hedges against the uncertain waves of social chaos and unstable currencies. But did you know that there's been times in the past, during times of extreme hardship, when Americans put another store of value above even silver and gold? It's true, open pollinated seeds have been and could very well be the ultimate store of value in the coming hard times ahead. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com to get heirloom seeds below wholesale. Visit SurvivalSeedBank.com this week and get hundreds of dollars in free bonuses. Beat the coming chaos, beat rising food prices, but above all, don't wait. Beat the crowds by claiming your own Survival Seed Bank today.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
John Rappaport, the investigative journalist, is about to take over. Gary Franchi is our guest for another segment. And when I'm praising Gary Franchi of the Next News Network, it's because he gets demonized, he gets censored, you get attacked too for supporting the truth. So we need to celebrate the truth and celebrate what's happening. In the 10 minutes we have left, my old friend, I've got 20 questions I could be asking you, but I know that you were involved with Rod Blagojevich, who we know was falsely imprisoned. Trump released him, and how they got so angry that you still had an event with the whole COVID thing. And now to see Trump ignoring it all, it's really breaking the back of this massively exaggerated scam, this con game. Doesn't mean it isn't a real virus, doesn't kill some people, but very, very weak virus comparatively. To see you call that bluff, that was amazing.
Well, you know, Donald Trump gave the state of Illinois a wonderful gift when he commuted the sentence of Rod Blagojevich. And it was sort of a foregone conclusion in my mind that the GOP in Illinois would, you know, jump on that. Here you have President Trump, who says, okay, here, we're going to let this guy out of prison. This guy, you know, one of the members of the corruption in Illinois, one of the people who continue to perpetuate it. Now he's free, he's reformed, and because of President Trump, I thought the Illinois GOP would take advantage of that, because we have so much corruption here in the state, and they always talk about, oh, we got to get rid of this corruption. So I said to myself, well, let's have an event. Let's bring Rod Blagojevich on. Let's bring a friend of mine who's running for office. His name is Tom McCullough. He's a state senator. And let's have a fundraiser. Let's watch President Trump. Let's celebrate his nomination for the Republican Party presidential nomination. And we didn't realize exactly what was going to happen, but the Illinois GOP was very upset by this. And they put out a tweet condemning the event. They said it's a bad idea. But meanwhile, the grassroots around the state are actually, they are praising Tom. They are recognizing his leadership and participating in an event because we have the corruption in Illinois that needs to be put down. And Rob Blagojevich, I believe, is the mechanism to help us restore the state.
Well, okay, let's go back for folks that don't know. Why were Obama and his handlers so scared of Rod Blagojevich because the corruption he was involved in didn't even look like it was even low level? So getting Trump to pardon him means he'll expose the real corruption, right?
Right. So the same actors who took out Blagojevich were talking about Comey, were talking about Mueller, all these individuals. They used Blagojevich. He was sort of like their guinea pig, right? Let's take out this governor. And we'll go ahead and establish, that he's trying to sell a seat when, in fact, nothing was ever sold. There was no victim. There was no crime. And the only conversation was caught on tape was discussing political horse trading, favors. You know, nothing monetary was ever discussed.
I mean, I'm not even defending it, but literally, that's not illegal to say, okay, I'm politically right. Helping you. What are you going to do for me? That's not a...
Right.
Anybody who doesn't think that goes on is insane.
Right, so they basically prosecuted him for that. But that's when, once Mueller and Comey and that whole team realized they could get away with something like that, they moved on to President Trump and tried.
Well, he was the beta test. Take down a governor, we can move on.
Yeah, and that's exactly what they did. President Trump then, of course, commuting the sentence, and now we have Rob Blagojevich. He'll be here in my studio tomorrow. We're going to be talking with Tom as well. Regarding what are the practical next steps that we can take so that we can defeat corruption in the state of Illinois? But the corruption is just, like, Illinois is the center of the country. If we can defeat the corruption here, we can take that model and we can move it towards the rest of the country.
I mean, if you sit there and look at the Clintons getting $4 billion from foreign governments to sell us out, paper play in the emails, and you've got Obama and the Muslim Brotherhood and all this, all I'm saying is Blagojevich ought to point all that corruption out. Instead of somebody says,
well,
hey, give me this seat, give us this vacant seat. You know, I was like, well, what do I get? I mean, you can say maybe it's a little seedy, but that's politics. He's not like saying, give me this cash and I'll vote this way. He's saying, I'm in control of the party. Give me something for political control. I mean, that's just crazy.
That's why Trump pardoned him,
is Trump realizes that. But what do you think Trump thought he would get out of that, getting Blagojevich to expose the Clintons, right? Or the Obamas?
Well, I think that there's multiple layers to the reasoning. One was basically a jab back at Comey, a jab back at Mueller.
Sure, the same group that had wrongfully tried to set up Trump. Trump's like, screw you.
Yeah, so President Trump has the authority, so he's undoing a lot of those actions.
Why did they choose Blagojevich? Because he wasn't like deep in on these guys. He was part of it. Why did they burn their own guy?
Well, I think it was because Blagojevich wouldn't play ball. Blagojevich would not tithe to Madigan. Michael Madigan is the Speaker of the House in Illinois. He controls all the legislation. And if you don't tithe to him, as Blagojevich says, then you're not going to get any of your legislation passed. And that's what Pritzker's doing now.
So he tried to have his own power.
Yeah. Blagojevich said, I'm not going to play ball. I'm not going to tithe to you. And I'm going to work for the people of Illinois. I'm not going to work for you, Michael Madigan. And, of course, Madigan and Obama and Pritzker, they all had their own choice for who would be in that Senate seat. And because Blagojevich wasn't playing ball, wasn't going to pick their horse, they went after him.
Well, sure. I mean, I remember watching the media celebrate it, CNN celebrate, like, he's on the phone saying, if I give you a vacant seat, what do I get politically? That's just what goes on in politics. I mean...
Yeah, well, thankfully, we have Mark Vargas, who was instrumental in working with Patty Blagojevich to set the stage for the commutation, bringing it to Jared Kushner, putting it on the table in front of President Trump. But taking it back to the event that we hosted, we need to use Blagojevich. He's reformed. We need to use the knowledge he has to chip away at the corruption in the state of Illinois. You know, we have our own SWAT.
No, I totally agree. I mean, I'm just saying, on a scale of 1 to 10, it's not even one half of 1% to say, okay, if I give you an open seat, what do I politically get for support? That's just normal talk. Versus selling us out of the communist Chinese. I mean, that's like a 10.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, what Blagojevich did was doesn't even compare to what we're seeing at the national level of the Democrat Party. I mean, Joe Biden and his son Hunter, the stuff they're doing with the billions of dollars in China and then laundering all that money through the Ukraine. I mean, it blows my mind when you really think about how corrupt these people are.
Well, that's my final statement is.
Yeah.
They sit there and they openly say that it's Trump's fault, but China's behind it all. And then China publicly, Pelosi comes out and says, we do what China says. And then Biden says, oh, China should call every shot. And it's just like, why don't Americans choose for their own interest when clearly China's been set up to take all of our wealth away? Why don't Americans just get behind Trump? There's no brainer.
Well, a lot of people are getting behind Trump. You have the silent majority is real. Taking a look at all this, I mean, just boat parades every weekend with thousands of boats. Joe Biden, he can't get 10 cars in a parking lot in Las Vegas.
That's right. Trump had 5,000 cars for Latinos for Trump in Miami. Yeah. Biden couldn't get 5 cars.
Yeah. So the support that you see for Biden is completely manufactured. It's fake. Just like his use of the teleprompter, just like his use of an earbud. He's got people whispering in his ear. He's a scripted puppet candidate. That's why he's the perfect candidate.
So who is he a placeholder for, Hillary or Pelosi? I mean, are they going to put Kamala Harris as the president? She's already, as you know, calling herself the Kamala's, the Harris administration.
Yeah, she said that Freudian slip. She knows what's next because Biden cannot last, okay? He is rapidly decaying in front of the American public. He can't even string words together to make sentences. That's why they have to give him a teleprompter and an earbud. So eventually, my fear, and I hope that it never happens, of course, that Biden does not get into office. But in the event that there is some massive voter fraud, and he does, then he'll probably last maybe a year. His cognitive decline will accelerate, and then you'll all of a sudden have Kamala Harris installed as the president, and then the radical left agenda could just be pushed right into the
wide. Oh, I totally agree. Can you imagine the fight the Democratic Party over power?
Oh, it will be insane. It will be absolutely insane. And Kamala Harris, she's a terrifying figure. Terrifying figure to consider.
She is. Totally empty soul. Gary Franci, you're amazing. Next News Network. Gary, thank you so much. Join us again soon.
I hope so. I hope I can. I look forward to it, and I thank you for having me on, Alan.
Thank you. I'll be watching your shows. I watch them all the time. All right, there goes Gary Franci. You find him at Next News Network on YouTube and Twitter and support it and promote it. Who knows? We'll work with Gary and package an hour a day to put out for our satellites for TV stations. That show needs to be seen on TV stations. We really appreciate Gary Franci. All right. We've got coming up our next guest host, John Rappaport, then Owen Schroyer in the War Room, and then we've got Dion Lorraine doing the election countdown 7 to 9 tonight. Only way that show reaches new people is you. But you're spreading the word. It's having a huge effect. Share the live links. Infowars.com/show. And, of course, please don't forget we got a big special going right now on the Shorable Foods and all the supplements and things at Infowarsstore.com. And as much as there are attacks on this operation, who knows how long we can be here. But stuff going Infowars T-shirt, now might be the time to get it. All right, thanks to the crew. Great job. Stay with us.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.